This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
White.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We definitely appreciate everything you do for us. I know I do for my mother and my wife, who's a mother to our children. My girls just got up. I slept in late today, which is unlike them. They're usually early birds, but they slept in late today, and so I ran upstairs. I got to spend a couple minutes with them to give them my wife her cards this morning. Unfortunately, I can't do breakfast in bed, as I have taken over that area for the studio, so maybe we'll figure it out at some point. Anyways, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in New Hampshire.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I had a question. I have a globe arborvitae and a juniper that I've had for about probably 18 years. Started very small, and unfortunately, they took looks like more winter burn than my other ones. It's not the rust colored burn like I can get out with the holly tone. It's like a yellowish tinge, and it's just about through the whole plant. And I guess I'm wondering if those are even savable. I like to save them. I put some holly tone around them and try to water them a little bit more, but it doesn't seem to be coming back. I don't know if that's a trend this spring with those type of plants or not.
There's a lot of evergreens that are having that trend this year where they're fading. The winter wasn't cold enough, long enough, if that makes sense. There was no dormancy period for the plants. We had some, I don't know when it started snowing, but it was late again. And when it did snow, it was sporadic, off and on. I know we had a few times where there was snowstorm after snowstorm real close. But before that, there was no snow on the ground. We want that ground to be covered in snow. A lot of us don't want to see all this snow, but the covering in snow will actually help protect and insulate the roots. That's one of the problems we had. I've been noticing it on all types of evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, arborvitaes, etc. I was at my parents' house last week, and a rhododendron that had been there in a garden for over 20 years, it was probably like 25 years, was completely brown and crispy. So it wasn't taking some of the plants that were new, only some of the weaker plants. It was taking some of the plants that are more established, have a bigger root system, etc. I don't know if it's going to be salvageable. You've put Holly Tone, and has it gone either way? Has it changed? Has it gotten worse, or has it gotten, or has it kind of stayed the same?
Yeah, it's probably pretty much stayed the same. The juniper is the worst of the two. In the back of the arborvitae, toward the house, because I have them on the foundation plantings, it's a little bit greener. It's just in more in the front, but the juniper is the worst one. I did dig some holes on the drip line, put the Holly Tone in there, like your dad always said, and I just kind of water it sporadically, just directly into that area, but it hasn't really changed much. So I guess I'm hoping I don't have to dig it out. I like to, usually the Holly Tone does kind of bring them back, but it's just a different color type of burn. It's not like the rust color, you know what I mean?
So what you can try to do to help green them up maybe is use some iron in the plant to help. Iron will help green up yellow chlorotic type plants. So maybe some of this is going to help boost it back, because you've already done the Holly Tone.
Yeah.
Now, using some of the iron, they have a product called Iron Tone as well. There used to be a product out there called Ironite. I haven't seen it in a while, but I'm sure it's still out there. But adding iron to them is a good way to help green them up. Maybe it's just, it needs a little something else. You know, you've given it the Holly Tone, and the way I'm looking at it is, since it hasn't gotten worse, there's still maybe hope here. Because if you had done the fertilizer and it just got worse, maybe that it wasn't going to come back. Or, you know, if it had started to just fade, it was never going to come back. Then I'd be saying here, you're going to have to dig it out. But since it's kind of stopped, let's try to boost it a little bit more with an Iron Tone.
Okay.
And then
Epsoma makes that, right?
Yeah, they do. They have it. It's a granular form.
Right.
You can be using that into the soil. It's got that boost of iron will help green up the plants.
Okay, so the same way, just dig up, put a little couple few holes around the drip line, just put the iron tone right in there.
Yeah, exactly. You're definitely going to do the same thing when it comes to the fertilizing of it. The Iron Tone's a great little one. You could actually, on this one, you could just sprinkle it on the soil around the drip line.
Okay.
And then water it in.
Okay.
Okay. So water it heavily in so it'll allow it to go into the soil a little bit. I think that's going to help. But what I'd also like to see you possibly do, now with that Holly Tone, it's a slow-release fertilizer. I'd like to look at, if the Iron Tone doesn't help it out, and say it still kind of stays the same, maybe look at giving it a little bit of a dose of like a 10-10-10.
Okay.
But I would wait on the 10-10-10, because the Holly Tone, would you put it at like 2 or 3 weeks ago?
I'd say so, yes.
So the Holly Tone obviously is a season long. The Iron Tone, you want to give it 2 or 3 weeks to completely work. So at that point, it'll be like 6 weeks away from when you put the Holly Tone.
All right.
That's when I'd like to see you put down, maybe if nothing's changing, or if, you know, you're noticing that it's staying the same, but something's happening, give it some 10-10-10. An all-purpose fertilizer, is going to help with a little bit of everything. It's going to give you some nitrogen to help green it up as well. It's going to give you some phosphorus to help with the root system to create more roots, etc.
Okay.
And then the potassium is an all-around helper for the plant. So I think that could definitely help you if nothing's been happening with the Iron Tone.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll give it a couple more months. I think before the real hot summer starts, I'll give it some time here and be patient with it. It's just those two out of a line of maybe seven of them, you know.
Well, so, the thing is, too, is I'd continue to water it. I know it's established, and usually you don't have to water it.
Right.
Give it some water, even though we've been having some rain. Maybe take the hose out to a few of those. Leave it on a trickle and let the water sit in there for like since they're so big, maybe about a half hour.
Okay.
Give it a deep soaking, so that way it can absorb some water at the same time. It, you know, give it something back so it can and try to, you know, rejuvenate itself.
Okay. All right, Patrick, I appreciate that.
No problem. Good luck. Keep us posted.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. The Spom Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try a Spom Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I'm seeing a lot of plants having these issues, the evergreens, like I talked about my mom's house. There's this huge rhododendron that just died over the winter, and it has a lot to do with how the winter plays out. And, you know, it's not just about on some of the evergreens putting that wilt-proof or wilt-stop on it. It's about taking care of them in the spring and fall each year, fertilizing them in the spring at the regular rate, and then fertilizing again with that same product at half the rate in the fall. Give them something for that winter to go by. We're going to go to a break here, so give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a minute here to answer more of your gardening questions, so stay tuned. We'll see you in a minute.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been a professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. During the break, my producer, Nathan, was playing a little joke to some of his other producers there, and I was part of it. Heard this great song about worms. I was like, wow, this is a new commercial that I haven't heard. But it's just a song in the background, so I'll have to play it someday for you. He kind of sounds like a broken record. But anyways, let's get into the phone lines. Let's take some of your questions. Nathan, who's up next?
Oh, it looks like Ed in Boston.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, daffodil. I live in Boston South End, which means that my yard is fairly shady. And I also have a very lovely giant Japanese maple tree. Now, in the past, I've had pretty good success with daffodils. A couple of dozen coming up this past year. I planted a lot more bulbs, but there have been only about a dozen that have actually come up to the point of blooming. There are a couple of dozen that have shot out leaves, but that's about it. And about the only difference is that this past year I've added some bulb booster.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just that I have a brown thumb? Has it been a bad year generally for daffodils? I'm giving you a whole bunch of questions at one time.
Okay.
Should I dig everything up and start over? Some of them have worked very well over years. They've naturalized well.
Now, how much shade do you actually have in there?
About half shade.
Okay. So what will happen with some of the daffodils is, they can tolerate a bit of shade. But the more shade they get, the less likely they are to bloom in future years. And that's not like, you know, mm-hmm. 2 years in, 3 years in. Maybe it's like 5, 6 years in, and they'll mm-hmm. cut back on the amount of blossoms that they have.
Yeah.
It does, you know, it does need that sun. So that could be part of it. The bulb booster is a great way to help push it a little bit more. this spring. But what I would suggest doing is not get, you know, digging up and starting over. What I would suggest doing is in the fall getting more daffodil bulbs and adding to the mix and getting it stronger that way. Maybe add a few other types of bulbs in the fall. Maybe grab, you know, some of the, crocuses will take some shade. Maybe add that to it. Maybe grape hyacinths. Grape hyacinths will do some shade too.
And they're okay. The grape hyacinths that I put in are doing okay.
So the grape hyacinths will take more shade.
Yeah.
Whereas that daffodil will need more of the sun.
Okay.
So that's why I'm suggesting maybe doing it, adding a little bit more. Maybe, you know, now looking at it and saying, okay, these are the ones that have only given me leaves. Kind of mark those and say, all right, I'm going to get rid of those this year. And start, you know, rejuvenating it in the fall and fill that area first. And then next year you're going to see a few others that are just leaves and kind of rejuvenate it that way. You know, take those out and start fresh. But add some of the other, you know, more shade-tolerant type bulbs. Like you could also use the snowdrops. The snowdrops are nice. There's a nice white flower to them that would go well with the yellows of the daffodils and the purples of the grape hyacinth.
Yeah, and they come up sort of adequately because I picked early varieties so that they, in theory, they should come up before the tree gets its leaves back.
Exactly, and that's what you're looking to do. But like I said, it's not just about the sun that they're getting at that point. It's about the sun they get, you know, during the year and making sure they have that dormancy period. The snow, we want that snow cover. That's also going to help insulate those bulbs. And so having that snow cover is going to be helpful. So take a look at that. But I'd suggest getting rid of some of the ones that aren't as productive and refreshing this fall. And maybe adding some other varieties in there just to really fill it up with some nice colors.
Right. Okay.
All right, Ed.
Thank you kindly. And I've enjoyed listening as I can for the past couple of decades.
Awesome.
Thank you. And now to you.
Awesome. Thanks. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The stepfather of a missing Houston girl is under arrest as they claim Darian Vence's story keeps changing and they have found blood evidence of the 4-year-old girl who's been missing for over a week in Vence's apartment. Vence had claimed three men carjacked him while he had the girl in the car a week ago yesterday and that the suspects drove off with her. A spokesman for the family says
the mother had heated words with him in the past about him physically whooping and spanking young Malia.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has called off a trip he'd been planning to Ukraine, where he said he was going to investigate Democratic candidate Joe Biden's son. Yesterday, a spokesman for the Biden camp called it a blatantly political smear, which reflects the urgent need for change in the country. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have azalea plants and Easter lilies. Can they be planted outside, or are they just good for 1 year?
You said it was
azalea and an Easter lily.
So the azalea should be able to come back in the next year or two. It's probably forced to be flowering early. Is that what you got it for Easter?
Right. Yep.
Do you know the variety off the top of your head?
All it says is azalea on the 6-inch azalea. That's all it says on the little thing that came with it.
Okay.
Not the card, but it says bloom time, light, height, average temperature, and all that. That's all it says.
Okay. So the... Actually, if you could do me a favor, Margaret, could you turn the radio down in the background? I'm sorry, I keep hearing myself.
Sorry, yes.
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
So what you can do with that azalea is you can definitely put it outside and try to get it to bloom outside. A lot of these azaleas or things like that have been forced to bloom early. For indoors, like right now, there's a lot of there's a certain style of hydrangea that has been forced for indoors right now for Mother's Day or was it for Easter. Some of those aren't going to rebloom. The azalea, you might have a good shot at it, and it's worth a try. If anything, it's going to take up some nice space, be a nice green color to it. But take a look and try that. The Easter lily, you can bring outside. Sometimes they will come back year after year. Sometimes they won't. It's going to be a different time period. It's not going to be, at the same time as the Easter lily came out this year. So you can definitely try them, but it's not guaranteed. Nothing with the plants that are forced for Easter or, now are guaranteed.
Are They're both outside in pots, but the azalea's turning brown. Of course, the flowers are dying, and the leaves are falling off, so I probably should just throw them out.
Unfortunately, it sounds like it, yeah. If you have some green to it, you could check it out. Maybe it's a watering type thing, but I'd take a look.
Okay. All right. I wish you all, your wife and your mother, a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I think we have some more callers on the line. I couldn't hear Nathan in the background there. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Yep, Tom in Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Tom in Rhode Island. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Sir,
how can we help you today?
Hello? Yeah.
Hi.
We've got a very old rose bush. Unfortunately, I don't want to dig it because it's 40 years old and the chances of it surviving, but we've got to move a piece of it, or I want to move a piece of it. Is there any way I can take a cutting and propagate it?
You can definitely take a cutting of it and work on propagating it. What you want to look to do is try to get as long of a stem as possible, but not too long, if that makes sense. You want to make
about
sure you're going to...
About a foot long?
Yeah, I'd say. And try to get where there might be at least three leaf junctions. So that you're getting a strong plant. And then at the bottom, what you're going to want to do is cut the bottom, the fresh cut right before you are to put it in soil. I want you to use the soil hormone. It's a rooting powder. It's a rooting hormone. Vonide has it. You could also, with a razor, like a slight cut upwards in the stem.
Okay.
So if you were to, at the bottom of the stem where you've already cut it from the plant, when you make that fresh cut right before you're going to put it in that rooting powder, take the razor and go straight up the stalk on the bottom. So the bottom of where you cut it up a little bit. And I'm not saying dig anything out, just a cut up there so it's going to help push some of that rooting powder up a little bit.
Okay.
You can definitely try to do it. What you want to do is obviously water and take care of it, put in as much sun as possible.
Okay.
After a week to 10 days, you might start to pull on the stalk a little bit. See if it has any give back. And then if it has a little bit of give back, that means it's starting to grow roots. It's starting to get into the soil. If you're not seeing anything like that, maybe it just hadn't taken, and see if it's, feel the stem, see if it's still viable, if it's still strong. At that point, maybe you cut up a little bit higher and start over. I'd say about 10 to 14 days at that point, if you have no root system, no pullback.
It didn't make it.
And like I said, you're pulling at it, but I'm not talking ripping it out of the pot.
No.
A light pull, you're going to be able to feel a little bit of tug back. The other thing, too, just so you're aware, some roses have been grafted at the base.
Okay.
So sometimes when you do take a cutting like that and put it as a cutting, sometimes it might revert back to its original. It's not all the time. It's really not all the time, but it could happen. I just want to give you that, that morsel. So in the back of your head, if something does happen like that, you know what's going on.
Okay. Perfect.
So this right now is the time of year to be doing it. So this is when you want to do it, when the roses, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. It's a nice mix. Make sure you have a good potting soil with it.
Do you recommend for potting soil?
So you could use the Espoma potting soil that they have, the okay. organic blends. It's a great one. You're looking for one that has a little bit of perlite, vermiculite. You don't have to go out and make your own. They have those recipes online that you can make your own soil.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do
yeah.
that. Get something that's already pre-made.
Okay.
The other thing I want to see you do when you plant the stem, water the soil before you actually put the stem in. So
okay.
you want to make sure that that soil is wet,
yep.
and it's going to take on water later on when you're watering it. You don't want it to
okay.
be soaked and sitting in water
no.
like that, but you want it to be wet so it's not completely dry.
Yep.
And the other thing, I wanted to make sure I had the right info. You can actually, when we talk about the cutting at the bottom, when I said with the razor going up,
yep.
you can actually make two slits on it.
Two slits, okay.
Okay, and so what's that doing is allowing the rooting hormone to get a little bit more deep into it.
Yep.
So that way it will grow a little bit more. And then if you could, some people suggest to try and get some sort of covering over it to
okay.
keep it heated. Like insulated
yep.
to push some of that heat, that might work for you. But that's
okay.
just, that's, you know, that's just a few things you can do. But,
all right.
you know, hopefully that works out for you.
Very good.
All righty. Good luck.
One quick question.
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
ever used Miramichi, the carbon?
I have not. What is it?
It's just a biochar.
Okay, biochar. Okay, yes, I've had mixed into some soils. I haven't used biochar itself, but I know it's becoming more and more popular of the for the soil amendment. It's
yep.
got that carbon in there that's going to help with it. I know it's beneficial to help as the soil amendment. It's going to help with the soil health.
Is it okay with the garden or just strictly
yeah.
for the lawn?
You can use it in the garden too. You,
okay.
you definitely can. It's not just strictly for the lawn. It helps with the microorganisms and helps help build up their immunity, build up their. It helps build up the soil long term, so I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
And it's not a bad thing.
All right.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Is your yard and landscape being destroyed by nuisance animal pests? If so, Bonide has a product to solve the problem. Repelzol is an all-natural repellent that works on deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and many other nuisance animals. It stays effective for up to 2 months. The all-natural ingredient in Repelzol uses smell, taste, and irritation to keep animals away. Unlike other repellents, Repelzol has no unpleasant odor. Repelzol natural formula can be applied to trees, shrubs, perennials, and around edible crops. It also works to prevent animals from chewing on fences and structures. Repelzol is so effective that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Repelzol is available in concentrate, ready to use, and ready to spray liquid formulations, and in easy to use granules in a 3-pound shaker and 6-pound bag for spreader applications. Bonide products are family made in America. Look for Repelzol products at these fine retailers. Marine Home Center in Nantucket, Mass. Palilio's Garden Center in Stoughton, Mass. And Ben Franklin Ace Hardware near you in New Hampshire. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to get right back into the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley in New Hampshire.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
My neighbor had two pots of daylilies. One pot has got three in it, and one has got just one. And they were, you know, I had the flowers. And she's not one that will water plants, so they were really, really dry. And so when the flowers fell off, she was going to throw them out. So I took the plants. And I was wondering, is there any way that I can keep them and have them bloom for next year, or just throw them out, or what? But they're nice and green, and I've got them sitting outside.
And you said they're daylilies?
Yes.
So you can definitely try to get those to come back. Is it something you want to plant in the garden?
Not daylilies, Easter lilies.
Oh, okay.
The Easter lily.
Okay. So the Easter lily is one of those ones where it's best, it's the easiest to do a one-and-done type plant.
Okay.
It can be brought back year after year, but it does take some work. Okay, it's not like an easy process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that easy. I want to get into it a little bit. It's just we're gonna go to a break here. So if you want to hang tight on the other side of the break, I'll give you a little bit more information of how you can do this and try to get it to stay. It's just going to take me more than the 30 seconds we have.
Okay.
So if you hang on 1 second, we'll be right back and I'll get more to your answer.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Shirley in regards to an Easter lily. And can she keep it going, for years to come? So, Shirley, we didn't have time before the break, so I didn't want to cut you off and not give you all the info. But did you want to keep it as a potted plant, or is it something you'd like to plant?
Well, whatever would be best for it.
So either way would be fine. A lot of the newer Easter lilies that they've come out with will come back year after year. It would depend on the variety. The most common, mm-hmm. I believe, is called like Neville or starts with an N. I believe it's Neville. That's one of the newer varieties that will come back year after year.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to keep it in a potted plant, I'll give you both ways so you can kind of make that decision on your own. You want to, take off any of that shiny wrap or any of the foil or anything that they've had.
Yeah,
get rid
I
of
did.
That. Which is,
I did that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, they want to receive a lot of light, but not direct sunlight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They can be kept inside, like we said. Or they can be outside, but they don't want to be in, they want more of like a filtered sun.
Okay.
You can maybe keep it on like a screen porch where part of it gets shade or whichever, or, on the outside. The biggest thing that you want to do with them in the fall and winter months is where you want to move them indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you want that room to receive plenty of light. But you don't want it to get full sun, if that makes sense. It's a little, we're not putting it in a window where it's going to get sun all day. Uh-huh. Maybe right. a little bit away from it, so it'll get some of that light, but stay that way. You also want to keep it away from, like, heating vents, heaters, like space heaters, fireplaces, or anything like that, okay? You don't want it to warm up too much.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to water it only when it becomes, you know, the top layer of soil becomes totally dry during this period in time during the winter. You don't want to overwater it because that bulb that's in there could sit in water and rot. So that's why you want to wait till it becomes totally dry on the top. Okay? For that, you don't really need to fertilize while they're blooming when it comes time in the spring, when it comes time to really push it. You want to start to fertilize when it's starting to pop up again. Start to give it something. You know, there's indoor organic fertilizers. Espoma has one. But you want to start to push that once you start to see some growth in the spring. That's when you would want to put it in more of a sun location, not the full sun, but it's going to get more sun than what it was during the winter. Okay, to move that, excuse me, to try to push along the growth. So use that fertilizer during the times when you're starting to see growth, but once it starts to bloom, you don't need to fertilize. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you were to put it outside, you want to, you know, say you're going to plant it in the ground. It's obviously done blooming, so that's usually when you would transplant it, because you're not going to do, it's going to shock it a little bit if it's still blooming, okay? So at that point, you let it finish. Once the soil is warm enough, you can place it in there. It's just the stem, obviously, with some leaves, okay? They want sunny locations on the outside when they're out there, looking to be about 6 to 8 hours of sun. So, you know, they'll get the full sun. And going back to the indoors, it can get the full sun during the summer. It's not the winter. I kind of put them both together. I apologize. So the summer, you'll get the sun. It's the winter you don't want as much sun. You want it to have that dormancy period. Okay? You're going to do the same thing. You're going to mix some nice compost. You're going to keep it the same way. Water only when, you know, the top couple inches of soil have dried. You want to establish this root system in the ground there. In the fall, when it dies off completely is when you'll cut it back to the ground.
Okay.
When it starts to turn, you know, that yellowy, and sometimes it'll even go to black. Cut it back. Cover that area with a little bit of mulch or straw or something along that. And it will be good for the winter. In the spring, you'll start to show new growth. At that point, you move the mulch back and allow it to come through. And you should have it for years to come. But again, it's... You know, it's not always possible, but I think with a few things you could make it happen.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering, if I should, when I should cut it down, or now, or wait till
late fall. Late fall.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, should I leave them in the pot now, or
sure.
put them in the dirt?
Sure, you can do either way.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.